So every week we have a sideways glance feature, and I've noticed something. It generally involves taking something ordinary and then looking at it in a way that makes the ordinary extraordinary. This week's installment is no exception. It's about drawing big inspiration from a small source. Here's the world's Clark Boyd with a whole new sense of perspective.
I'm going to start this story by giving you an earworm. Sorry, it seems I can't escape this tune these days. My 7-year-old likes to belt it out during her evening shower, which means I wake up singing it to myself. Anyway, Everything is Awesome is, for those of you who have been buried under tiny building blocks for the last few months, the theme song to the Lego Movie. The recently released film imagines a richly detailed life for its animated minifigure characters.
Good morning, apartment. Good morning, doorway.
Morning, wall. Morning, ceiling. Good morning, floor.
Ready to start the day.
But I'm not going to tell you about that guy, as exciting as he sounds. Instead, I'm going to tell you about a Lego minifig who's not in the Lego Movie. I interviewed him a few days ago.
He's positioned with coffee in hand and poised at the microphone, ready to speak.
Okay, I'll come clean. Again, that's not a Lego minifigure. It's the voice of Andrew White from Portsmouth on England's south coast. And for the past year and a half, White's been carrying around a 1.5-inch plastic Lego man and photographing him every day. It combines two of his lifelong interests, Legos and photography.
I've had cameras for almost as long as I can remember.
But for White, photography was just a hobby until a few years ago. He says he suddenly realized he was tired of the 9-to-5 grind and that he wanted to take a more active role in caring for his young kids. So White chucked it all in and became a freelance photographer. He worked mostly at night after the kids were asleep. But he also wanted to find a way to take more pictures during the day. And then, on a trip to the Lego store with his kids in August of 2012...
My children pointed out that there was a camera accessory that fits into a Lego minifigure's hand. And I built a minifigure around that camera and just started to position that minifigure with camera into the everyday snaps that I were taking with my mobile phone.
At first, White just posted the shots to his Facebook page. He got a good response. And so, in October of 2012, White and his miniature helper committed to a larger project.
He went everywhere I went for a whole year.
So, does he go in your pocket?
That's right. I finally found a use for that tiny pocket on the front right-hand side of a pair of jeans.
He fits perfectly in there, right?
He fits absolutely perfectly in there, yeah.
White calls it legography, and he's still doing it. A shot a day, rain or shine. And yes, White gets some strange looks from passers-by.
I spend quite a lot of time down at real ground level because the figure usually is positioned on terra firma, down on the ground, and the camera is held upside down so the lens is as close to the ground as possible. And that's what helps to introduce this kind of forced perspective, this sense of scale that makes the figure look much closer to life-size than he actually is.
In one of my favorite shots, White has his minifig slipping on a life-sized banana peel. His little Lego camera looks like it's flying out of his hand.
The Lego camera was being dropped into the shot from just out of view of my iPhone. It took 19 attempts to get the positioning right.
In another picture, the minifigure, camera in hand, flees from a crab on the beach. It puts me in mind of this great little behind-the-scenes online featurette for the Lego Movie, where one of the characters talks about being manhandled by the directors.
They would just pick us up and physically move us across a set. It's not cool. Like I'm a prop or something.
By the way, Andrew White didn't give his minifig a name. White decided it was better to maintain a bit of distance from his subject. I asked him if the Lego company was at all upset at him using one of their products for his project. He told me he hasn't heard a peep from Lego. White does say, though, that while his project was in no way meant to coincide with the Lego Movie, the film's release has helped get legography some attention. He's more than doubled his followers on social media in recent weeks. Oh, and as an apology for the earworm, I put together a slideshow of White's legography shots. You can see them at PRI.org. And yes, they are awesome. For The World, I'm Clark Boyd. Everything is awesome!